Track 10. We're going to stay south of Norwich for the next contribution to Just Talk. Gal Tina comes from Wyndham, and she has been recording some of the highlights of her Norfolk life. Here she is, remembering her wedding dress.
The first poem I'm going to do is about my wedding dress, but I'll tell you a little bit about the boy David. You see, the boy David, you'll be hearing a lot about him, because he's my husband. He's a Wyndham man. He was born and bred on the Lizard, and his great-grandfather was actually Robert Tunnelly, and he was a surgeon in the 1800s. He's in that white building, right next to that charity shop I was at the vet's near the Market Cross. I've been married for 36 years. We had a white wedding. That was the 10th of December. That snowed all day. That was traditional, you know. We went up the aisle, we got to the altar, we had a few hymns. And all the while I was a-thinking I'll alter him. That was Swordston Church, where we got married, little old village where I was born. And my wedding dress, that come from a little old shop in Damgate Street in the early 80s. That was called Bride on a Budget. Well, that wasn't there long, that was only there about a couple of years, but they were good, and mother come with me to get my wedding dress. That was a bargain, that was. 80 quid, that was the headdress, the train, and the bit what make it stick out underneath. I ain't got my dress no more, but what was sticking out underneath, well, that still stick out. I didn't have a hen do like they do these days. I sit at home with mum and dad, and we had a tipple of sherry. I done my own makeup and hair. Anyhow, as I said, I do poems, so this first one is a true account of what happened leading up to my wedding day. I saw it in the window, all shimmery and white. I say to mother, what do you think? She say, that look all right. We went into the shop, Bride on a Budget, Damgate Street, and I tried that on for size, and that fitted me a treat. I took that home with me that day, that was early in November, and I hung that up all ready for my wedding in December. Well, when that wedding day come round, God blimey, that was cold. Father reckoned I'd need some gloves for that bouquet I had to hold. And as I was getting in my dress, my mother shouted through. I thought, bless her, what's she got me? Softened borrowed? Softened blue? She say, girl, come into my bedroom. You got a feel and look your best. And there she stood a-holding up her brand new Artex vest. Put you this on under your dress. Your body'll tan blue. And if you like in that top drawer, I got some bigger knickers too. Well, I didn't know how to answer. Blast me, there wasn't no way I was a-wearing that there get-up on this my wedding day. So all day I shivered and a snow hat started to stick. And me and the boy David, well, we said our vows right quick. And between the snowy flurries, our photos they were took. You should have wore that vest, gal, shouted mother, as I shook. But the evening that was worth it, my undergarments were a thriller. But mother's vest and knickers could have been a passion killer. But oh, how times are changed with the rest of my attire. 'Cause now my great old knickers, thou on the air by the fire. Bless your hearts. Thanks for listening. See y'all again.
Gal, yes, we really do look forward to hearing more from you and about your life with Boy David.